Later today, the Senate is expected to approve a new trade deal. It's aimed at expanding sales of U.S. products and services in 5 Central American countries and the Dominican Republic. The deal is called the Central American Free Trade Agreement, or CAFTA. As NPR's David Wilner reports, the debate over CAFTA is being clouded by concerns about this country's record trade deficit.
The Bush administration has waited more than a year since signing the CAFTA pact to try to gin up support in Congress. Colorado Republican Wayne Allard told fellow senators today it's high time they extended free trade to include the 44 million consumers of the CAFTA region.
We're going to let them join with us in our economic prosperity. And that's not going to hurt the United States. It's going to benefit the United States. It's going to benefit our economy.
But North Dakota Democrat Kent Conrad pointed out that since the NAFTA trade pact with Mexico and Canada took effect a decade ago, many other trade deals have been signed. The country's trade deficit, meanwhile, soared to over $600 billion last year.
If this is a success, what would be a failure? My colleagues, we keep signing these agreements that are supposed to benefit the country, and our position keeps getting worse.
CAFTA's proponents, though, point to a study by the International Trade Commission predicting that CAFTA would cut the U.S. trade deficit by $750 million a year. And Kansas Republican Pat Roberts argued there are also compelling geopolitical reasons to include Central America in a trade deal.
I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that without this trade agreement, we run the risk of these countries falling prey to others that have far less interest in democracy and stability than in the manipulation and power within these countries. I don't want to go back to the days of the 80s. I don't want to go back to the Nicaraguan situation and Danny Ortega.
Ortega, who ruled Nicaragua in the 1980s, is once again expected to run for president. CAFTA is also being promoted as a means of stemming illegal immigration. Arizona Republican John McCain says it will foster economic growth in Central America.
If there's one lesson we've learned in the challenge of illegal immigration in this country, is that if people can't feed themselves and their families where they are, they will go to places where they think they can. And if that means risking their lives crossing the Arizona-Sonora border, they will do so.
Critics say much of the benefits of CAFTA will accrue to Central America's economic elites and deepen social divisions. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin says it could also force a poor Central American corn farmer to compete with cheap corn imported from the U.S.
If he can no longer eke out a living for himself, his family, and sell enough to continue on, and has to leave his farm, and it happens all the time, because of this agreement, where does that peasant farmer go? His first stop is likely to be a large city in Central America, San Jose in Costa Rica, or some other city. And failing to find a job in that city in Central America, where is his next stop? El Norte, the United States.
Critics also say CAFTA relies solely on each nation's deficient labor laws. Sugar producers fear it will undermine their production. Textile makers say it will take away business from them. But Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden warns their opposition may ultimately benefit China.
You reject this agreement, you send a message to China, you ought to head for Central America as fast as you can because you've got an opportunity to get a toehold in America's backyard.
A bigger battle over CAFTA is expected next month in the House, where the Ways and Means Committee approved the trade deal today. David Wilner, NPR News, the Capitol.